1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
A few years back, some of our church's missionaries from the Middle East returned for a quick visit. They were accompanied by some of their Muslim friends who were traveling with them. They all attended Sunday morning worship, and at the end of the service, I asked our Muslim visitors what they thought of a Christian worship service. They had never been to one before. They said that the thing that most impressed them was the music, the exuberant singing of praise. Muslims don't sing songs in public worship. It's not that they don't like music. There are Muslim singers and artists, but it's typically not part of their worship. In case you haven't noticed, the Christian faith is a singing faith. Some faiths don't sing. Christians do. We major in making music. Why? Well, lots of reasons. But the bottom line is that we can't help ourselves. We have something to sing about. We're responding to God's amazing goodness in the gospel of Jesus Christ. In this week's broadcast, I'm sharing about some of the basic convictions of this program, some of the things we value at Reformed Theological Seminary. I've mentioned the Savior we boast about, that's Jesus. Now let me tell you of the gospel we sing about. Quite simply, the gospel is the best news on the planet. Our world is full of disheartening news, but the Bible says that the gospel is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes. The gospel centers on Jesus. It's about God sending His Son, Jesus, the Christ. It involves His coming into this world, His life, His obedience, His atoning death, His resurrection, His ascension, His kingdom, and His promised return. It's a message about forgiveness of sins. Do you know that sin is a serious matter before a holy God? Do you know that by God's grace you can be forgiven? God provides a righteousness that we don't have but desperately need. He provides this through Christ. And by trusting in God's righteous Son and His atoning death on the cross, you can be pardoned by Almighty God for all your sins and adopted as His beloved child. And you know, if that's all the gospel is about, I'd be inclined to sing. But there's more. It's about deliverance from sin and an empty way of life. Christ delivers us from the dark little prison of our own ego. He gives us a new heart, causing us to be born again from within so that we can start life anew. Now, if that's all the gospel is about, I'd be inclined to sing. But there's more. The gospel is about eternal and abundant life. That is, an eternity with God in heaven, but new life that begins the moment we receive Christ into our life by faith. Eternal life beginning now. Now, if that's all the gospel is about, I'd be inclined to sing. But there's even more. It's also about being part of His kingdom now. That is, living under His reign in whatever we do, extending His influence, standing for what He stands for in a broken world, for goodness, truth, beauty, justice, and hope. Now, if that's all the gospel is about, I'd be inclined to sing. But there's still more. Now, hang on. The gospel is also about the coming of a new heaven and earth, which God has promised through the return of His Son. This world is wearing out. Yet the gospel is not just good news for individuals, it's good news about creation itself. And when you put all these aspects of the gospel together, well, it's enough to make you want to sing. The gospel is as simple as John 3:16, but it's as deep as the book of Romans. It's not just good news for non-believers, it's fantastic news for Christians. You simply never outgrow or get beyond the wonder of the gospel. Reformed Theological Seminary would not even be here if it were not for the life-changing power of the gospel of Jesus. And as we train students to have a mind for truth and a heart for God, we want them to go deep in the gospel. We train our students to know it, to treasure it, to share it, and yes, even to sing about it. Do you have something that makes you sing?
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. Reformed Theological Seminary is home to a world-class faculty, pastors, scholars dedicated to training the next generation of faithful Christian leaders. If you'd like to visit our campus or learn more about our gospel-centered master's degree programs in divinity, counseling, biblical studies, or theological studies, go to our website, rts.edu/Orlando.